Pastor Mike, give us a word. Your name, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We adore and we honor you. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be honored. We bless you, Lord. Speak to us not the words of man, but that which you have destined before the creation of this world, that your people will hear. Take all spirits captive under your obedience. We pray, Spirit of the living God, energize us once again. Heal us once again. Speak to us once again. Comfort us once again. Encourage us once again. Bless us once again. And let your name be glorified. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want us to appreciate God.
Understand.
Bless the name of the living God. And give him glory.
Say Jesus. But Jesus will speak and this will take. God has sent me to come and tell somebody your life will never be the same. Before the end of the year, God will change your life.
I have nothing to tell.
Neither do anybody that stands here in his capacity has anything to say. But I am telling you, the anointing in this house, whoever is giving this microphone to stand here, you will be powerful. Because when you stand here, it is no more you. It is the God of overflow faith center. And I see that God enter the chaos in your house. I see that God enter the chaos in your room. I see that God enter the chaos in your life. And I see the chaos coming down. That is why when he speaks, Bible
says, we don't believe the Bible, you wouldn't have been here.
Don't take some part of the Bible and leave others.
Trust them, no man.
Bible says that there was a time there was chaos when the disciples were on the sea. And Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the chaos. Let me tell you something. Nothing frightens God. It doesn't matter the chaos going on around us. It doesn't frighten God. Jesus was asleep. Somebody lift your right hand and say, God, sleep in my boat. What it matters is who is in your boat. You see, Jesus was in the boat. Yes, there was chaos. Be careful when somebody is going through something and you just say what you like. Sometimes Jesus allows it. Jesus was in the boat. Yet there was chaos. I don't know the chaos in your home. I don't know the chaos in your family. I don't know the chaos in your house. But God has sent me to tell you. Bible said, Jesus woke up and he said, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. I command peace in your home. I command peace in your family. I command peace in your workplace. I command peace in wherever you are. I stand in the steps of Jesus. Jesus is saying, peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Let them say what they are saying. I am prophesying. I don't know what I am saying. Let them say what they are saying. But God said I should come and tell you, peace be still, peace be still, peace be still. Put your hands together for Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. How's the prophecy? The song and everything is a prophecy. God said I should come and tell you.
Mr. Mbekansa will say,
it doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter what people are saying. God said I should come and tell you it's a matter of time. God will come in and he will just say, peace be still. Peace be still. And Bible said the disciples wondered and said, who is this man that is able to speak and even the wind and the sea they listen to him? I see peace in your family. I see peace at your workplace. I see peace wherever you are. Peace in this house. Peace in church. Peace in this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are shouting like you are not born again. You are shouting like you didn't come to church. You are shouting like it is not you I'm talking to. You are shouting like you don't believe. You are shouting like you are an unbeliever. An unbeliever will shout at you.
somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has stepped in. And there is peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe before the year ends, whatever you prayed for in this year that you have not yet gotten, God used just 6 days to create the earth. Look, it means that 6 days is enough for everything. The 3-4 months that is left, if you will not give up and you call on the God of Israel and the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Yahweh, and send out, oh God, God will step in and change your story. And you know, because when we did your 1 year new, say 1 year, you become a laughing stock wherever you are. Any power cell, any power bisasa, unyami aosu nono owohe. It is better you believe. Hallelujah. Even when a small boy stands here and holds the microphone, the grace here, whatever he says,
I am not the one talking. It is Papa, Reverend Bishop, Prophet Edward Obiabuaje. The grace that is here, I say, I see your levels changing. I see your levels changing. Something is changing in your life. Something is changing in your life. Something. Something is changing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Forgive me. I have not observed protocols. Move on to me. Hallelujah. We want to appreciate our daddy wherever you are. We want to humbly be on our feet. Let's appreciate the father of the house. Let's appreciate him. Oh, are you clapping or you are just rubbing your hands? Let's appreciate wherever you are. Please.
Amen.
Keep standing. I beg you, please keep standing. And let's acknowledge the mother of the house. Somebody, let's pay some respect to the mother of the house. Let's give some respect. Hallelujah. I want us to appreciate. Please take your seat. Please take your seats. I want us to appreciate my brothers, my dear colleague pastors. Let's appreciate them. Pastor Kaka, Pastor Joe. Let's appreciate them. Let's appreciate them.
So
are you glad your brothers? Hallelujah. Amen. Last but not the least, I want you to appreciate my better half. Hallelujah. In case you don't know her, please be on your feet and let them see you. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate my dear wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Appreciate her. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I heard that when you marry and take your wife home, you either have a wife or a knife. You either have a wife or a knife. You see, they all rhyme the same. Hallelujah. Either he comes to join you, butcher the devil, or he himself is butchering you in the house. But I thank God I have a wife that is helping me butcher. Let's appreciate her. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 7. Pacho mo fan cheme. Nuhu mi ache. Enye mi ehun. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Akwa bia o nsuo nyame a onye born again. Ena wa ma me so afri aka. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Nyame obetua ne ka onya mai. Amen. Se wa ma me so. Amen.
Amen.
But I'll come back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you don't want me to come back. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've been following. Amen. And Sundays, when I finish following it, I go straight to the field to go and work. Amen.
Amen.
It's some way, but it is war. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 7. Okay, please read. Oh, okay. You demand me, Pacho.
The sons of Elam were Zereth, Zuha, and Ethan.
Okay. Tuazu.
And Koz begot Anub, Zobeba, and the families of Ahael, the son of Harum. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Daddy started with the opener and introduced us greatly to the month of great enlargement.
Yeah, Papa Shas, yeah, yeah, Kasa, yeah, no, yeah, bo, remo, se, busumi, ay, entremu, yeah, tre, yeah, shimu.
He didn't say just enlargement, but great enlargement.
Or say entremu, kesie.
Where everything about us should enlarge.
Ah, be pia, fire, bra, bo, humbia, se, se, mutre.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure.
But did he say?
Dear, we make a better. I'm sure the only thing may come in will be anti-menopause. Amen. I'm sure the only thing that we would not want to be enlarged, especially the women. Especially the women. It's our body. Amen. Everything about art, I'm sure you want it to enlarge. Hallelujah. But beyond certain way, you know. We have mistake or catch your bass why I can see ya.
A share be a
behoon how I
twin
romantic you are when ye how romantic you that you are not. Amen.
Amen.
But I believe that everything about art is enlarging.
Me did say be a fire bra bohu bia emu etre ana ye kesi.
I say I believe everything about art is enlarging.
Me did say be a fire bra bohu bia ye kesi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It is happening. Amen. In creation, hallelujah.
Amen.
God first creates
boy,
before it comes to physical manifestation.
And sana,
this month we have been enlarged. The word we hear from our Father, we have been enlarged. The word we have from our mother, we have been enlarged. The word we have from our dear pastor, Pastor Kakra, we have been enlarged. And everything about us is enlarging. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't believe it, so you are just looking at my face. And you are not sad the way a Gideonamo. Hallelujah. Say it with your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
I've not given testimony how I got this job. Hallelujah. And you are not genial medina work him out.
Sir.
Amen.
You better believe it.
Believe things and it works for you. Government work, one of the agencies, one of the ministries, hallelujah. Ministry of Fishery and Aquatic Sciences. I just saw the ad or the advertisement. And I applied. You know how it is so scarce to get job now. And 10,000 of people applied. They screened it and called about 2,000 to 3,000 of us. They used about 5 to 6 months to do interview. At the end of everything, the whole country worldwide, they picked 172.
Nipa oha.
I said they picked what? 172.
Nipa
out of
oha.
The 2,000, they picked 172.
Oha. Ni jo so mienu.
And that 172.
Na sa nipa ikura mufa yenu.
by God's grace, I was part. When I get out of the interview room, because I call interview, hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel that I've been working in other places more with Ghana Health Service. I feel the other man me feel more or less ankasa. Me we feel near man. Amen.
Ti
me call interview no anko ye. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Me toto pass on be some we name the ato on be some we name the ato. Hallelujah. Me pie ni me hu say mabombe.
Oh, mabombe.
Hallelujah.
Wa dia tu.
My aim ho are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I told myself, if they are picking two people, I am part. If
they
pick one person, I am part.
Lo
and behold, I was there, they called. I went for my letter. When we started work, and I went, I realized that, sir, I am the only stranger in Jerusalem. The reason is that at the workplace, mommy, way Flaster House ne dey call ye. Way minister we ne dey
shame. And obisu na we call ye.
Way director no and dey
shame.
Way deputy director dey shame.
Obi o pedi
dey o come na me cast no. I don't know anybody. I'm saying Jaika. It's not possible.
Hey, we are far we be awu ni mo bia.
It's not possible. So up to now when I say me also it's not possible. Hallelujah.
But you know something? We serve a God that turns impossibility to possibility. I see God turning your life around. I see impossibility becoming possibility. I see something turning around in your life. I see something turning around in your life. Hallelujah.
And I say to the glory of God.
Amen.
That is how God works. That is how God works. Whatever you are saying in prayer, it is working. Whatever you wish, whatever you want, say it, it is working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I don't know how Obiko interview no failure. You tell me, friend. It is only this God that does it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You might have written exams.
And you think you didn't write anything. The last time I checked,
when God gave the tabernacle to Moses, we don't know how he inscribed on the tabernacle. I got to realize, without a pen you cannot write. So the maker may have a pen, but God has the master pen. When the maker marks you down, I see God marking you up. I say God has a pen. I say God has a pen. I say God has a pen. Somebody went to Bishop Oyedepo and told him, Bishop, I have failed. But you don't go around people like Bishop. You know about our daddy. Like our daddy, how will you go around him and say negativity? It's not possible. And this guy went and said that, Papa, I have failed. He said, what have you failed? He said, I went to write exams. I couldn't write anything.
Exam where the man throw hoodie.
And he was sitting there crying. He said, when I go to the exam room, I got blackout. Hallelujah. Sometimes if you for your while, I tell you.
But I see somebody rising above.
Say
home.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he explained everything to Bishop. Bishop heard him, but and then he just encouraged him. It will be fine.
You will
do well. And now the Holy Spirit spoke to Bishop and told him, tell him that your God has a pen. So he said, wait. God said, I should tell you that my God, it is not your God. If you believe in your God, you might not have come to me. But my God has
a pen. And God said, I should tell you that my God has a pen. And he said, yes, sir. His face brightened. He was smiling because he knows when Bishop prophesies and says, the lady didn't write anything. On the paper, the marker just put two question marks. Two question marks. Anybody who has marked before? It is one of the best ways. Oh, there's a lecturer. Let's clap for him. Hallelujah. So when I say he was laughing, if you are marking on paper, amen. I've been a teacher before. I taught for a while. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's it. Only one trash. I am a mama can eat them because the answer would be a new HM shim. Shim. Oh, now, Koshim. And my name is simple. What do you mean? I didn't see the more who market the more you win your scar. Amen. So the marker just put question mark. One, two. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he gave it to one of his research assistants to put in the marks. And as he was putting in the marks, that devil that went to the exam room and gave him blackout, that devil went to give that guy a blackout. Instead of two question marks, he wrote 77. Oh, you are not here. I say you are not here. Any question mark on your life, I see God turning it into an exclamation mark. Any question mark on your life, I see God turn every question mark on your life into an exclamation mark. Shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The question marks on your life, I see God turning it into an exclamation mark. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Two question mark, 10 to 77, straight A. That is the God we serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jabez, let's go back. We are talking about great enlargement. There is a man that realized something is wrong with him. I want us to interrogate this very well. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Mommy spoke about, I was not here, but I was watching it. Amen. It was so powerful, my God.
Yeah.
Mommy spoke about changing your mindset and all those things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I said, wow. I heard a great billionaire say,
you are
as rich as the money in your mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are as rich, you are as blessed as what is in your mind. You are as rich as the money in your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Obi cannot think far. The biggest amount I want na dream or dream say obi timi anya. 10 million. Hallelujah. Amen.
1,000 Ghana cedis.
Hallelujah. And you know there are things you need to do to attract money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Obi niyo na dreamu ni se. Senka minya single se kunte kuku wabia. The way Obi kana na kuku wabia. Hallelujah. Single room self-contained. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And into your thinking capacity, Honor, single room self-contained. Eventually you get it. Because that is what is in your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are saying, oh, I'm cutting my coat according to my TA. You are already poor in your mind before it comes out. Poverty mentality. Hallelujah.
Who
say Akwawe, I DK,
friend, dollar man, dollar man, dollar man, dollar man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On pesi this up dollars. Amen.
Amen.
Dollar. Watch him. If he will be true with God, nobody near me to send
what
he
will be man.
Dollar started, but don't talk. Hey, we are seeing you peka. Say what you want and let people say you boast. And
the
other case is
the
same.
Amen.
So you are as rich as what is in your mind. It will take time. But eventually it will materialize. The God that can provide single room self-contained, that God can provide two bedroom self-contained. If you can believe him for single room self-contained, believe him for three bedroom self-contained. Don't put a cap on God. Don't put a limitation on God. You have put a limitation on God. I say, you have put a limitation on God. Hallelujah. I know a friend who always says, why yeah, my kitty, but who is inside of me on that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So mommy spoke about the mind. And our brother Kaka, Pastor Kaka, spoke about the great fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because without that great fellowship, hallelujah, unity in the spirit. Bible says, and they were one. They were together in one accord. And the Holy Ghost came upon them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a choir, if you are together, the Holy Ghost will come upon you and your ministrations will change. As a shepherd, if you are together, the Holy Ghost will come upon you and it will change. As a church, if you are together, the Holy Ghost will come upon the church and things will change. God is looking for a group of people that have one mind. God is looking for a group of people that have one heart. God is looking for a group of people that have one mind, that does things together, that do things together. You may not agree, but we disagree to agree, but we come to a consensus, but we compromise because of the unity of the spirit. We need to come together because the Holy Ghost, he works in an atmosphere. The Holy Ghost, he works in an atmosphere of unity. Behold, behold, how sweet and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the anointed oil that flows upon the priest of Aaron, that runs through the beard to the tip of the garment. For there the Lord commanded his blessing. I see a commander blessing coming upon your life. I see a commander blessing coming upon your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Maybe on the tougher. What our brother spoke about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But today, amen, just for some 15 minutes, I'll be done. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
So when you were in your name, you
were in your Bible school.
And
let's interrogate this.
Trust him.
Amen.
Amen.
The first question. How did Jabez know he was more honorable? Let's analyze the scripture. Because he cut down one. Or and the kind of prayer he prayed, I don't think he prayed that prayer.
So obiye in munyam ni na owo ni dia. E ba ni say na okobo sampa ye twa to wase ho no.
Because ni aminim say kromo wa honorable from Tilankusam.
Esa say gana hard ye obiye onimunyam ni a. Ano onimunyam fo a ne kakaka ka do dem.
The honorables are in Lankusa.
V8 mu.
The honorables are in Range Rover.
Omo titi Range Rover kese mu.
The honorables are in the big cars.
Omo wo cars akese ni mu.
But test we this ye to ye bon ye interrogate. Now Jabez was more honorable.
Joseph said, "Oyenimunyam ni wani nyane mu nyina ntemu."
Patchomo amuye English no. come together and let's analyze this. Is it a reporter's speech? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it a reporter's speech or what? Yeah, what types it be? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jabez was more honorable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How did he know he was honorable? One, it could be that he is saying he is honorable. Or he was honorable. Hallelujah. I'll come to that. It can also be that the person who wrote Chronicles. Chronicles
is a
book of record. So when you come to this church, we have a book of record how the church started. Hallelujah. I mean, and most of the time in records we have roll call.
Well, records, you say, obi,
starting
we,
and, say, and this one began in book of record. Somebody is standing before the church and reading the record. But lo and behold, when he got to this man, they stopped. They didn't just say, and whoever gave birth to Jabez. And then Jabez gave birth to probably Mary. But I don't know how when they got to Jabez, they paused and said, there is something about this man. Let us pause and go into the life of this man. There is something we need to learn about this man. Let us pause and talk about this man. We cannot just mention his name and brush it and go. There is something about this man. May you be needed and not wanted. You are not here. Some of us, you are not here. May you be needed and not wanted. Some, this thing just came. Some are wanted. But some are needed. Those who are wanted, we can do without them. But those who are needed, you cannot do without them. May you be needed and not wanted. For the Bible said, probably the book was talking about Jabez. So probably it was the writer, the one who is writing the record, the secretary, probably Ultra no do Jabez. And the Holy Ghost said, pause. Let's not brush aside just this man. There is something about him with respect to enlargement. The way a manner he became enlarged. The way a manner he became blessed. The way a manner he became great. We cannot just brush him aside. May you never be brushed aside. I say, may you never be brushed aside. So probably it is the book, the writer who is saying that. And Jabez was honorable. Ebiana Jabez was a poor man. But Ebiane, because the writer now, he's using the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit is writing to him. Ebiane, the Holy Spirit had told him, say, this man was supposed to be honorable, yet he was poor. Ebiane, he is honorable. But he was poor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you go down, we realize that if you take that caveat to be true, see, your father said, hallelujah. So if you should take it that way, then let's look at how, though he was born honorable, yet he was not honorable. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Obi timi fe nipa. Ejina, the way he sees you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, hey. Hey, fio. Hallelujah. But the others, you talk to them and you are careful. He may be a child. He may not have anything. There is a grace on his life. Probably it may be that's how honorable, Jabez was. Probably among his brethren. Probably Ushana or a unique. Yet there was something about him that was not right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another circumstance may be. He may be honorable, all right. But he looks at the level in which he is. And he said, though I have a car. I have even two cars. I have a house. I am well to do. Yet when I look inside of me, I have not reached the capacity God wants me to reach. And they have everything one way or the other. But this is not the level I have to reach. Probably I told you that honorable are people who use Benz, use big cars in this country. Probably Jabez was an MP. Probably Jabez was a minister. When you see him, you will think that everything is well with him. Yet when he goes to his prayer room, he tells God, "Well, when I look inside of me, I may have one or two things, yet I can see I have not reached the level, the capacity you are sending me. I may be average, but I want I may be ordinary, but I want to be extraordinary." So no matter the level where Jabez finds himself, minim level are honorable, but you are not seeing it around you. And now you started to see glimpses of it. Hallelujah. Yet you have not reached that level you want to reach. This is the formula. No matter where you find yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes the room gets filled. Hallelujah. We do programs and people are standing in the room as the room gets filled. Hallelujah. And probably you said, hey, Enedie, nipa basori the churches. Things are booming. Hallelujah. But probably daddy will look at it and laugh. Probably, 500, whatever. But this is not the level. This is not where God has told me I want to go. I am building a 10,000 capacity auditorium. That is my level. Entity, no matter level, I will be an pray away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that. And his mother gave him the name Jabez. And that was the reason why there was a lot of dishonorableness around him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said his mother bore him in pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kind of pain. Then we go. The rest of the point, I'll just mention it. Then we pray and go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we end the month with prayer. Hallelujah. He said that because I bore him in pain. The Bible did not tell us the circumstances under which it was pain. Mothers here, it doesn't matter the pain you go through when giving birth. Hallelujah. And don't let the pain inform your decisions. The child was innocent. It is you who went through pain. But because he went through pain, Bible says, he called his name pain. So wherever he went, there was pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's continue.
So unim and nema we ya jabez eka hua. Maybe your mama now have come to it. And nema we ya jabez ka hua same way nan. And the opposite of nema because of the name the circumstances under which he was giving birth. He was experiencing the opposite of these things. In case you find yourself, you find the opposite of one of these things, rise up.
Sorry.
And then we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And so he went to God and said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me. There can't be a great enlargement without blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it probably means that he was not blessed. If he was blessed, he would not say that God should bless him. Probably he is seeing some glimpses of blessing. Yet he was not seeing the full capacity of the load of blessing God has bestowed on his life. He went to God and said, oh God, that you would bless me. That you would what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wherever you are,
baby,
say with me, oh God.
That's it, ready?
You are not here.
Oh, aha.
You are not here. Hallelujah. Say, oh God.
Oh God.
That you will bless me.
That you will bless me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he added one thing that makes me know that he was talking about levels of blessing. He didn't just say that you will bless me. He said that you will bless me indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have blessing and we are blessing indeed.
Wherever you are, receive the blessing of indeed.
Amen.
The blessing of indeed. The blessing of indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not getting it. Hallelujah.
Why do you go home?
There are some people say, oh, casting Yamiashan. Oh, Yamiashan.
Oh, Pao.
Yamiashan. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, one or two things. Two things. Oh,
Yamiashan.
But a binim waha. Things about him, they speak for themselves. Utimi qualify in Shani Kase. Nyamia Shano Ampa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Last time I heard Despite say that his hobby is buying cars.
Despite. Or say, oh no, I grew the idea and it's a pass auto cars.
Oh, Master. Unim unis car say mommy. Hallelujah. Don't who say
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, nka, I mean, nenipa, you are saying you are the Edan na hia na bedam. Inti se unya dan kuku wabi. Inti me plot on me one plot no. Messi dan kuku wabi me see. I mean, some one bedroom bi ni makoko dam. Yeah, you are talking at your level. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You are blessed. But there are others that are blessed indeed. He said, my hobby is buying cars. May your hobby be buying cars. May your hobby be building houses. May your hobby be owning jobs. May your hobby be building factories. May your hobby be enlargement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any latest car I baby and make sure he has some.
Okay, so also
what one okay to me no two sikagu. Hey, Osika. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But beyond that, Osia dying Emma, sorry.
Then so and what you know see.
Amen.
It's
not just what he builds houses. Hallelujah.
See fear.
And Tianye on Kwahon Kase. Na manya a dying cuckoo abi.
To abi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to become blessed. Become blessed indeed and become a blessing. You are not here. And you are not.
Yo.
Are you here?
Yeah, waha.
You may not have anything today.
Maybe
but I'm not
the only
she. But I'm hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you are blessed. But you need to get to being blessed indeed. After that, you get to becoming a blessing. If you get to the level where you are not a blessing, it is not able to bless somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eh? To see the open to incredible, you don't have some. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May this forbid you.
My way and battle.
Hallelujah. So, don't say, I just want, I mean, yes. I just want some single, I mean, some wavy. It is good, but go beyond that.
Yes, I'm going to say, so, what is that?
Say, me see 2-bedroom new year.
Me see me 4-bedroom new year.
Me see, I mean, about 3-4 mansions.
Mercy apartment.
Me we are Mercy Orphanage.
Me we are Mercy Orphanage.
Me we are Mercy Hospital.
Me we are
Mercy Factory.
Mercy Adekepe.
Because nipa bre. Mercy dying ama sorry. Because nipa un class here. Omo kwasa omo tempatase. And it is Mercy dying. Be the bema omo. You get it? So you see, you have a reason for your blessing.
Let us say, oh, what put ayebima ushebre.
There is a reason.
I
don't just want to be blessed. I want to become blessed. Blessed indeed. And become a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They see you coming.
Oh,
Amen.
Amen.
You should get to the level where
you say,
there are some people you meet them and you know definitely. And hallelujah.
Amen.
But there are some others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May that be not your story. May that be not your story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that you will bless me indeed.
And
enlarge my territory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Enlarge my territory. Somebody say, enlarge my territory, Lord. Enlarge my territory, Lord. Enlarge my territory, Lord. Enlarge my territory, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Catch your words on Trevishimu.
Amen.
Amen. Catch your own say, Mintina will be there forever. Hallelujah. I'll build my house. I'll build my houses. I'll build houses for others. I'll be called blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This church, Overflow Faith Center, as the name implies, we will definitely overflow. You are not here. Let me explain this to you. Names have effects. Yetu obi Jabez. Called pain. But I don't understand some things. I don't know how negativity can thrive. But you don't believe that positivity can thrive. In pain was causing him pain. Overflow. We are overflowing. Overflow. We are overflowing. We are overflowing. We are overflowing. To the east, to the west, to the south, to the north, across the world, Africa, Nigeria, Kumasi, Sunyane, Europe, China, Japan, Israel, Canada. We are overflowing across the world. Why? Our name is not called, just flow. Our name is called overflow. I want you to know, Jabez was causing so much pain to his life
The pain was so much so that at a point in time, when the secretary was writing the book of record, God told him, pause and let's settle this man's case. I see God say, pause and let's settle the case of overflow. Pause and let's settle the case of this church. We are overflowing to our vicinity. Bible says to Jerusalem, to Judea, and to the end of the world, we are going to our Jerusalems. We'll go to our Judea, and we'll go to the end of the world. Whether you believe it or not, our name is Overflow.
And when we say the church is overflowing, who is the church?
You are the church.
If the church is overflowing,
automatically, you are overflowing.
You are not here.
Automatically, you are overflowing. Automatically, you are overflowing.
Because church, you know, if you have a branch in Kumasi, there will be so much resources, so much so that before you go to your branch, I believe the church is built to capacity. There are bungalows to house you, and things are flowing wherever you go.
That is what I believe.
Because the idea that there will be so was having an effect on him there. You see, what is right here is right here. And what I want you to know is that in the realms of the spirit, whatever can happen in the darkness can happen in light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know the name that was given to you. I don't know whether you have questioned your mom. What is the circumstances under which I was given birth? Why is it that wherever I go, I see pain around me? Why is it that I don't see enlargement? Why is it that at this my age, I am not seeing this level of blessing? Why is it that this is not happening to me? I don't know the circumstances under which you were born.
I don't know whether you have asked your mom.
I don't know the circumstances under which you were born. But I stand in the shoes of the fathers of this house. You are not here. I stand in the shoes of the fathers of this house. You may not have asked your mom before, but I stand in the shoes of the fathers, and I decree that no matter the circumstances under which you were born, whether you were born in happiness or in sadness, whether you were born in poverty or in riches, whether you were born in pain or happiness, it doesn't matter the circumstances under which you were born. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that let there be an overturn. Let there be a turnaround. 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 Show the man. Amen. It's your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I don't know the circumstances under which you were born. I don't even know whether you know the meaning of your name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So there are some people, they go to a certain level, they drop what their mother gave them and take their own. All those names. Last time, daddy changed some people's names here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Kaka, you dear shout that can be a name. Clap for Pastor Kaka.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says he told himself, I want Paul Edric. Clap for him. That's what I want. He changed it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you get to know the meaning of your name, and you see that, yes, I was looking in some record and I saw your real name, Yeshadakam. I didn't know, say, Bibi, Bibi, but what I knew was Success Francis.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says he wants success.
And truly, success will follow you all the days of your life. Because that is what he wants. And that is what he has chosen. That my name is success.
I want to ask you, what is your name? And what is the meaning of your name? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, God bless me. Enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me. God, let your hand be with me.
Let your hand be with me. I can't hear you say, let your hand be with me. Let your hand be with me. Let your hand be with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sure. When the hand of the Lord is upon your life, God will not only enlarge your territory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the hand of God on your life. Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And he outran the chariots. When the hand of the Lord is upon your life,
there is what is called overtaking. In the kingdom of God, overtaking is allowed.
Overtaking is allowed.
Hey, yet to be changed.
Tell him, sir, overtaking is allowed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Intuition or wasted time. Overtaking is allowed.
I see the hand of God coming upon your life. And I see an overtaking. I see an overtaking. I see an overtaking. I see an overtaking.
They might have taken the lead. But let them take the lead. When when I was in Genesis 3 or something, God told me my life. How my life will be. I was in the SU by then. God told me my life. How my life will be. I went to the chaplain of the school and I told him the dream. And he said, but this dream is self-explanatory. At the right time, it will happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the right time, it will happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so at any point in time, I need to go to him. Because I am not seeing that any part of that what thing. God have told you something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let them take the lead. You see, it is about who is talking to you. It is about who is speaking to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you know who is talking to you, if you know who is in your boat, let them take the lead. Let them go. If you know what God has said about your life, you know something. The God we say. Oh, you are not here. Okay, three of you come. And let me show you something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are times in life. This is how sometimes life is.
Okay?
Believe God for anything. Look. Mommy's message have impact on me because I believe in the mind, the capacity of the mind. It affects your heart. And it affects your being. Believe God for anything. I said, believe God for anything. I don't know who I'm speaking to. In God, delayance are not denials. In God, there's nothing called delay. Believe God for anything. Believe God for anything. So, sometimes life can be like this. Mr. Anka is in front. And Mr. Tunfo follows. And Mami Manuela follows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He's leading. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But we serve a God that I say. I told you that overtaking his word. Yatogo overtaking his word. It's allowed. And we serve a God, he can do anything. Emmanuel begins to pray to God. He begins to pray to God. And he said that I am leading. I have everything now. I don't need anything. I don't need to go for prayer meeting. I don't need to go for midweek. I don't need to go for Richard. I don't need to go for whatever. At least, baby, I'm one penis. I have some 2 bedrooms. I have some 2 cars. I am okay. Hallelujah. And he begins to pray. And as he prays, we serve a God that can give an order and say about 10. And things can turn. And as they are standing here, about 10, they can turn. And the one who was leading will become last. And the one who is last is now first. Listen, you are last today, but I see an overtaking anointing. Bible said, for I shall not be the tail, but I shall be the head. You will not be the tail forever. You will not be the tail forever. You will not be poor forever. I see an about turn happening to you. I see an about turn come upon your life. I see an about turn coming upon your life. If you believe, say, yes, I believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And you will be wondering, but what happened? I've been leading all this while. What happened? And you know, we serve a God. He used 6 days to create. So he can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this God we say he can do. Time is on my side to talk about things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Are you here? Are you here? I can't hear. Are you here? Are you here?
Yes.
A woman that was robbed. They had robbed the previous house. And taking a lot of money. They entered this woman's house. She was a widow. With a child. They put gun on the woman. Bring your money. He said, I don't have anything. Bibia, what have you? You can take. I don't have anything. I'm not a destination, son. I didn't know 3 years now. Hallelujah. He removed about 4 or 5 of the bundles and gave to the woman and said, take. And they got out. They took some of the money they have stolen and gave to the woman and said, take. I am telling you, this God we serve, he is capable of doing anything. The God we serve, he is capable of doing anything. Listen, on the ball, Papa. You don't know it. Sure? So we knew when you were saying, I'm in a ball, but on the ball, Papa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He created the mosquito to bite you. Hallelujah. He created other animals to help you. Bible says that he said that, Minami pray and Minami church.
Yes.
Oh, you are not here.
Yes.
He said, I have the ability to kill and I have the ability to bring back. I don't know what is dead in your life, but I see God coming upon your life. I see the Holy Ghost come upon your life, and I see things changing in your life. I see things changing in your life. I see things changing in your life.
There's a man of God in Accra here.
Many people are here.
If you are by Ubebebebe Sami, he's called Bishop Samuusu or something. He said, when God called him,
I'm afraid, no.
He was so poor that the poor called him poor. Amen. Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
Hallelujah. 2 trips.
Nimpabwana sanotia bi.
Nimpabwana is loaded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was a man of God. And he said he married a woman who was a teacher.
Oko. Ne yiri yo chechirefo.
On some pen who has and he impregnated the woman.
Oko yis e yosofo oko yis e mami.
O yis e mami.
O bogu. Osofo mpabwasa notia yi.
Ena ne sheshe. Osama, then he told the woman to stop work. Our God is a great God. Stop work. God will look after us. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. No, my dika kabona kwa ni so like kanutu. Amen. No, onye kwa ne ko edisa like. Hallelujah. Nyaman ko ye one day. He said that their church they did an anniversary. It was a powerful anniversary. A lot of people came.
Nipa bebre baaye.
A lot of people.
Nipa bebre baaye.
A lot of people.
Nipa bebre baaye.
All of them they were 8.
Na nipa bebre be nipa otwe.
And that day they were happy because nipa ba sorry. And that 8 in the matu.
Na saw che no ni ma mienu one ni 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 ka ho a.
Church members they were 4.
Sorry man.
It was a powerful church.
Sorry
na I say it was a powerful church.
Eh asofo asori kese pa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And omo bo for you. Omoba for a scar or no agada. He said the congregation, you know, Obia, yeah, is Nisika Unia. Your ma can see a pa, can see my bed 12 cities. Big. Amen. Oh, yeah, and now, Unipa, the whole way, and now I'm away, no, I have 8 million. 8 million, no. Oh, no, and Casa, my 400. The wife, my M said 350. And in the account, I saw a money chefer. Say powerful.
Powerful.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when they got that money, they were going home jubilating.
Oh,
because it was a big money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are not. And then they were omukofia. God told him, said, don't take that money to the house. You see that man you called your father in the or your spiritual father. Take that money and go and give it to that man. And he rebuked that voice. You that voice that speaker to me. It is not the voice of God. It is the voice of the enemy. Go away, devil. He said he rebuked the voice several times. He came harder and harder. He told the wife, things have changed. About 10. He said, where are we going? He said, we are not going home anymore. But where are you going? Are you taking me out? You know the woman. Hallelujah.
Are
you taking me out? Hallelujah. And he said, yes, I'm taking you out. Follow me and let's go. And as they were going, he said, Atimota thereabout.
Atimota, how baby?
A madman, Anokita, check bag.
The
woman passed here, and then she will pass there.
Obano.
The woman passed here, but the woman passed.
Ah.
He had taken the lead. He didn't know what was going on at the back.
So
he said, he turned. And he saw the man. He ran and said,
"Chum,
the madman." The madman went away. Or Daniel Honkakani, the madman has come again.
But that's for the same see.
No, Hanaji. Ah, you this madman. And into on the madman a prayer. And then the madman threw the I checked by and gave to J.
But see,
back in the madman ran away.
But that's for the
Bible. Come and take your
before back it and
things. Then he went. He opened the bag.
Obey
was full of dollars. It was full of dollars.
Dollars in Ayema.
It was full of dollars.
Dollars in Ayema.
It was full of dollars.
Dollars in Ayema.
He had gone to present them that money they got
see
to the man.
All right.
But when they were coming back, that this thing happened.
He said that
was the foundation of the ministry.
Today he is worldwide.
Listen, the way God is going to turn your life around, you have no idea. You have no idea. Keep trusting God. Keep following God. Let them say you are mad. Let them say you don't know what you are doing. Let them say you are wasting your time. Our God, who is not a man, Bible said, I am not a man to change my mind. He said, do I speak and not act? Do I promise and not fulfill? He said, 1,000 may fall on the side and 10,000 may fall on one side, but it may not come near you. Only with your eyes will you observe the reward of the wicked. Tell the devil, do not gloat over me, devil. Do not gloat over me. Do not laugh over me. I am crying today. I am crying today. I sit in darkness, but the Lord will be my light. Weeping may last, but for a night, but joy, but joy, but joy, but joy, but joy. Coming in the morning, I see joy. I see overtaking grace coming upon your life.
And I see God enlarging your life.
I see God enlarging your life.
A year by this time, we have parked our cars here.
I don't have believers in the house.
So, when we talk about enlargement,
have you enlarged your mind?
When
you finish enlarging your mind, go to God. Tell him what you want. Never change your mind. The man was honorable. He was not seeing it in his life. So I am prophesying. When my eyes open, and I am saying, a year by this time, we have parked our cars outside. A year by this time, you have built your house. I don't believe it's in the house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I am seeing those who believe that I'll go to them. Hallelujah. I am saying, talk is free.
Amen.
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 A year by this time, we have parked our cars outside. A year by this time, we have built our houses. A year by this time, our children have come. A year by this time, our husband is standing by us. A year by this time, we are moving forward. A year by this time, we are traveling to Dubai in and out. A year by this time, we are going to Canada and come. A year by this time, we are traveling around the world. A year by this time, people are saying, when will you come and visit me? Because whenever you visit, you dash out money. A year by this time, the poor are calling you rich. The rich are calling you rich. A year by this time, your life has changed. A year by this time, people are not getting a place to sit in this church. A year by this time, there is an overflow. A year by this time, there is an overflow. A year by this time, there is an overflow. A year by this time, there is an overflow. Please be on your feet. We have closed. Open your mouth and thank God. 2 minutes. Thank God. Listen, me person will be one. It is our month of enlargement.
You might not have seen any physical enlargement. Bible says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. His word says, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. And then we are going to pray. If you are serious, you remember that my bonfire waiter. Now I have started seeing the results. We are praying 2 minutes. Open your mouth and say, whatever kind of enlargement. Bible says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, so pray to me, help me 1 minute. Call on God and say, this is the kind of enlargement I want to see in my life. Fire prayer, fire prayer. Shada da 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 ba da ba do shapa. Iko pan da 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 ba do shapa. Ayaba la la da 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 ba da pa. Fire da libi kapa. Pia ba la bo shapa. Inta la la ba la ba la da 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 ba. Ayaba li anti bi libi kapa. Anta da ba shapa. Ayanda la ba kapa ya da. Ayanda la ba kapa. Fire di 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 kapa. Bikapa nibi di bikapa. Payanda la baya. Payanda la baya. Payanda la baya. Payanda ya 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 baya. Payanda baya. Payanda baya. Payanda baya. Aya baya. Aya. Pandi bikapa. Pandi bikapa. Pandi bikapa. Pandi bikapa. Pandi bikapa. Aya baya. Aya baya. Aya baya. Aya baya. Aya baya. Aya baya. 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 Aya 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 ya.
Oh Lord, we are praying our last prayer. Pray for the church. Because you know, when we talk about the church, tell God that. Okay, say after me.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Let the church,
spread.
Let the church spread to the east, to the west, to the south, to the north, to the west, to the east, to the north. Oh God. Oh God. Like overflow, let the world, let the church overflow, 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 fire prayer.
Lift up your hands. Please lift up your hands and let's thank him. When you're my strength, I saw running. Jesus. In case you are here, this Jesus we are prayed to.
So when him yes we are born in Paya.
You knew him.
Let me know him know.
But you are backslidden.
That's why he has safe in him.
You want to rededicate your life to God.
But I will sign the weapon about someone to be
without a relationship with this God.
So when you far.
All the things you are spoken about. You are not part. I beg you, please close your eyes. Please close your eyes. 1 minute if you are here like that, please. Lift up your hands. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to say, God, I want to be part of this enlargement. Say, God, lift up your hands. If you are like that, here. Just lift up your right hand. Just your right hand. I have seen somebody lift up your. You too, lift up your hand. If Jesus should come today, you are not sure that you go to heaven. Please lift up your hand. Please lift up your hand. Please lift up your hand. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Please lift up your hand. If we are all saved. And lift up your hand and bless him.
And be a man, Sasso, the shirt ready.
Mount
Sasso, Madison.
Asu. Oh, no.